Thanks, Chair. Firstly, I want to deliver my sincere thanks to Schiller Institute, because it is this conference that brought me back to Berlin, which I would say Berlin is meine zweite Heimatstadt. So here, like, it is close to my university, Free University Berlin. And I'm very happy here to give this speech on One by One Road. And my next thanks would be delivered to the audience, even though here is too hot. You listen carefully. Okay. So my background is about globalization and economic integration, regional integration, etc. And as well as OBOR One by One Road. Just before I get started with my presentation each time, I always would like very much to share with my academia friends about my research findings that moderate level of globalization and regionalization would benefit the economic development. But yesterday, when I took off from the plane and I heard of this word, Brexit, has succeeded, which has made me a great shock. And it shocks me and surprised me because I got started to think whether my former research was wrong. But this is somehow a new thing. Does it mean the recession of globalization? Does it mean that economic integration and collaboration would not be the proper solution to the global challenges and the global issues that we are confronted with? But today, I wanted to, again, to argue for economic integration such as OBOR, and I would like very much to argue the significance of economic cooperation among countries, even though we are facing with the phenomenon of Brexit. It is easy to understand why countries seek for integration, sometimes regional integration such as the EU, and sometimes the integration in a group across countries, across regions such as OBOR, One Belt, One Road. That is to fight against the stronger challenge brought by globalization. Well, as well, it is still one part of globalization, I would like to say. It means a lot, especially for those countries that are less developed or in a serious economic crisis, to work collectively and regionally in a group. It protects them from stronger competitors outside, also from the non-neutral rules, the unfair rules and regulations. Therefore, the following focus would be why economic integration, such as One Belt, One Road, and the cooperation is important and necessary, and how to improve it and coordinate with globalization. Before making further argument, I would like very much to share with you all this background information that we're confronting with today. That why do we need some kind of economic integration projects, initiatives such as OBOR? And why do we need to work collectively and together? I have like almost 10 challenges that we are facing in this world. The first one is that global economic downturn appears, as you have known. It is necessary, not only the emerging and developing countries, but also the developed ones, to work collectively to look for new sources of economic growth. For like 50 years, trade can hardly contribute to the global economic growth. And do we have other solutions? We don't know yet. So the second troubles that we're confronting with today. Emerging and developing countries are still facing the problem of development and they're still facing the problem of poverty reduction. So far as we know, it's already 2016. If the millennium development goals, whether is it fulfilled already? Because it's already 2016. It's beyond 2015. So this is the second challenge, development problems, to eliminate poverty. Okay, the third challenge that I would say is the global financial risk could jeopardize regional financial and economic stability. Therefore, to work together as a group could enhance the capability to prevent from those outside risks and harms brought by globalization. Then the fourth, what is the fourth trouble that we need to confront with? The countries, such as emerging and developing countries, still need to figure out how infrastructure construction could effectively serve to cross-country interaction. To update the infrastructure construction is also one emergent task for the Europe as well. Do we have enough experience in this? Not yet. The fifth challenge is that sometimes trade deficit happens and it sometimes discourages cooperation among neighboring countries. This might happen to China with other neighboring countries. This could also happen between Germany and other European member countries. Is there a solution for this? Okay, this is the fifth trouble. The sixth one is that we still have lots of geopolitical security issues that need to be settled that would always hinder trust building and confidence building as well as the normal interaction among countries. This is the sixth trouble that creates lots of uncertainty, creates lots of instability to the world. The seventh. What is the seventh? The structural reform is highly needed domestically for many countries. We need better coordinate the distribution of industry. Some industries do not animal enjoy the advantage due to the cost of labor, etc. Do we have better solution to the reconstruction of our industries? The eighth one is that we have lots of like regional and partial crisis and instability that haunts some part of the world, such as the partial crisis in the Middle East, such as the refugee crisis here in Europe, and the Brexit, somehow new phenomena as well. The last but not least is that it is also difficult to integrate plenty of regional and global institutions. We have plenty of institutions, not sometimes like bilateral, sometimes multilateral, sometimes regional, and sometimes global. Sometimes I just want to say it's too much. How could we coordinate among all these institutions and make it work more efficiently? Okay, all those non-troubles, non-challenges that I have mentioned above, there are even more. You could just brainstorm and figure out more. How could we deal with all those troubles? How could we share our common experience and work together for a global solution instead of a unilateral solution? Here, I would like to, for the second part, to deliver several like general countermeasures that could put under the framework or put under the content of OBOR One Belt One Road. Okay, the first one I want to say is that to solve development problem by effectively finance infrastructure construction, sustainable investment, which improve people's livelihood. This is the first solution. And the second one is look for new sources of economic development together, such as infrastructure investment, but now experience sharing is in highly demand, such as how to effectively run an infrastructure investment project. This is also in demand to share the better experience with some countries, maybe here in Europe, etc. The third one, countermeasure, is that regional and cross-regional financial cooperation is very important, and we need to set crisis prevention mechanism and information sharing is also in highly demand. Then we need to figure out how to effectively run an infrastructure investment project with all those supporting measures. Okay, this is the second. This is the one that mentioned. Then, what else I would like to mention is that adjustment of global value chain. This is not only an academic term. It has just a concrete content. It means looking for the right connective point. For example, relocates parts of the industry chain due to sometimes the aging population or other disadvantages, since some other countries have demographic advantage. This is the fourth one. Then, the fifth one, countermeasure, that I would mention is that mutual complementary. I just remember one word from Confucius. In Chinese, it's that 三人行必有我师. In English, it means when I walk along with two others, they may serve me as my teacher. I would select their good qualities and follow them, their bad qualities and avoid them. This is mutual complementary. What I would like to say here is that, for example, Europe has more advantaged technology, such as clean energy tech, and Europe has more experience with project financing, with sustainable financing, such as PPP, like private-public partnership to run an infrastructure investment project. For another sector, such as service sector, Europe has more experience. And moreover, here in Germany, you have seen the Industry 4.0. This is also in China, in some other Asia countries, would also like to discuss about how to run an innovative plan. This is this one. The next one is that since we have discussed about the trade deficit is a trouble, then do we have countermeasures for it? I would like to say is that we could establish some special economic zone, SEZ, locally, at the target country, and share experience of SEZ operation, which serves as one of the multiple ways to reduce the trade deficit. Since the products produced in SEZ could export to China, could export to Germany and to the rest of the world. This is another countermeasure. The next one is that make some coordination of the structural reform domestically. And we need to redistribute resources within group and exploit productivity capability. Okay, the next one. The next one countermeasure is that we need to avoid unfair and non-neutral institutions, create dialogues between newly established platforms such as G20, etc., and the established one, such as the existing institutions and like organizations, World Bank, IMF, etc., and to make some coordination among all these institutions and make it to work together more efficiently. Effectively. Okay, the last one I want to say is that trust building. The economy and the security mechanism is asymmetric. The lack of a security mechanism leads to the shortage of trust and the confidence, which blocks the process of economic integration as well. Encourage initiatives of trust building include such as the CICA, such as in Asia, the summit of the conference on interaction and the confidence building measures in Asia. Since we have all those countermeasures, cooperation and the dialogues is the main discourse of the world. A group solution and a global solution would be mostly welcomed. Since to deal with global issues, global troubles, we need a global solution instead of any unilateral one. Okay, then what has China has delivered in the current years? As you might have seen, that China has offered lots of public goods to global governance. And what are the Chinese countermeasures to coordinate plenty of institutions and better encourage economic integration and global governance? Here's my personal response. The first one, the key word is inclusive institution. We dislike any institution that excludes the others. Accompanying the OBOR, AIIB, Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank, proposed by China in 2013, officially opened in early 2016, includes over 57 intention founding members from Asia, Europe, Africa, America, Oceania. It devotes to further improve the existing global financial governance mechanism and taking into account the financing needs of countries, such as developing countries. This is the first keyword, inclusive institution. The next one, the second one, is inclusive integration plan. In 2016, China entered the 13th five-year plan. The 13th five-year plan clearly put forward to actively participate in global economic governance, strengthen macroeconomic coordination, promote financial security, economic stability and growth, promote balanced multilateral trade system, a win-win situation, as well as inclusive development. Accelerate implementation of the free trade zone strategy, promote regional comprehensive economic partnership agreement negotiation, etc., such as RCEP, FTAAP. This is the second one. The third one, shaping inclusive global agenda. We talk about global issues, global governance, then we need a global agenda. China serves as the president country of G20 summit. It will happen later. The 7th G20 summit will be held in Hangzhou in September this year. And this summit has been titled as 4I. What are those 4Is? Innovative, the first one. Invigorated, the second one. Interconnected, the third one. Inclusive, the last one. Which is also would be and should be the core spirit of OBOR initiative. And it covers several fields. The growth model of innovation, enhance potential economic growth, and improve the global financial governance, increase focus on emerging and developing countries, enhance the ability to resist the risk, trade and investment contribute to the global economic growth and pay attention to inclusive and interconnected development, as well as poverty elimination. All those content bears the spirit of inclusivity and interconnection. Okay, my last point would be that OBOR is an initiative. Why do we mention that it is an initiative? It is an initiative because it is not a finalized plan, but an open project that welcomes more support and ideas. So global public goods is in highly demand. Not only China, but also here countries in Europe, in America, etc., are all responsible for those global challenges that we're confronting with today. We need a global solution to deal with global issues and crises. No single country could exclude the others. So thanks for Schiller Institute again, and thanks for this conference. I would like to encourage more comments and welcome for any suggestions. Thanks.